Hey everybody, this is Jason for the Rogue Banshee, and today we're going to talk about the Montgo 9 from my friends over at Matador Arms. Now the Montgo 9 is a 9mm upper, and as you can see here, there's no buffer tube. And that's because the spring is completely captured inside the upper. Now this is the OD green. There are a couple of different colors to match whatever your preference is. As you can see, this is a threaded barrel. That way you can put a flash hider or muzzle brake, or if you have a suppressor, you can run this thing suppressed. Now I'm running one of their MagX adapters here to run Glock magazines through this thing. If you'd like to run SIG P320s, you can also get one of these MagXs for the P320. Now this charging handle is reversible, so you can take it off this side and put it onto the right side. To do that, you'll need to pull all the guts out of this thing, just like you're going to clean it. You'll slide this block back, pull it out, put the pin in the other side, slide it forward, put all the guts back into it, and you're ready to go. Now, as you can see, it has a pick rail all the way across the top, and I have a red dot mounted onto this. But there's also one on the bottom, and I just put some rail covers right here, so that way it's a little easier to shoot using two hands. Now, if you have a folder adapter, you can put a pistol brace onto this thing and flip it around. For me, I'm running this currently just as a solid pistol. On this latest configuration, I just 3D printed an end cap, so that way this is all held in place. But as you can see, there's no buffer needed. Now, I had a lot of fun testing this, but there are a few things that, well, they are a little annoying. They're not too bad, but things you should realize. Number one, to charge this thing, you're going to put a lot into it. This spring is really tight, so just be prepared to put some muscle into it. The second thing is, there's no last shot hold open for this. So when you shoot that last round, you'll just get that click, and you know it's time to reload. Now the Montgo 9 is a little on the heavy side, but that actually works for you when you're shooting. Because you'll see on the slow-mo that this thing does not actually recoil until this gets to the back. So it's actually the bolt carrier coming to the rear is where I'm actually getting the recoil. Other than that, it's not really doing anything that's crazy. It's a lot easier to shoot than some pistols. Now this is chambered in 9mm, being the Montgo 9, that makes sense. Really would be cool is if they made this in other calibers as well. We're just gonna have to see what they come up with in the future. So what do you think about the Montgo 9? Personally, I had a lot of fun shooting this thing, but I wanna hear your comments down below. Thanks for watching. Hope you're staying safe out there, and look forward to seeing you again soon.